Lesson D, Dreams and Aspirations, page 122, Exercise 1, Reading.
At the 1988 Winter Olympics, the most famous competitor wasn't the fastest skier or the strongest ice skater. He didn't win a gold medal or any medals at all. In fact, Eddie Edwards finished last in the ski jumping competition, but his courage made him a favorite of fans around the world who nicknamed him Eddie the Eagle. Eddie was a construction worker from a small town in England. He had a dream to make the Olympic team. He was a good skier and almost made the British team in 1984. For the 1988 Games, he became England's number one ski jumper for a simple reason: nobody else wanted to try. Eddie had no money and no coach. He saved money to buy used equipment. His ski boots were too big, so he wore six pairs of socks. He didn't see very well and wore thick glasses. "Sometimes I take off and I can't see where I'm going," he said. Before each jump, he was afraid he might die, but he worked hard to learn and to improve. At the Olympic Games in Calgary, Eddie competed in the 70-meter and 90-meter jumps. He landed without falling, but came in last in both events. Many people loved Eddie for his dream and his courage, but others thought he wasn't good enough to compete. To these people, Eddie said, "Where is it written that the Olympics are only for winners?" Eddie's performance made him famous in England. When he returned home, 10,000 people met him at the airport. Today, Eddie is a construction worker again, but he is also famous thanks to the 2016 film Eddie the Eagle.